You've poured out your love, shared your wisdom, and offered them your time, only to be met with rejection or indifference. You've extended kindness, but they've chosen to close their hearts. They dismiss your efforts, not because of who you are, but because their hearts are hardened. They've made a decision to remain in disobedience and confusion, choosing the shadows over the light you bring. You cannot change someone who refuses growth. Transformation begins with willingness, and for those walking in stubbornness, it's beyond your control. Their journey is between them and God now. Your role was to show up, plant seeds, and demonstrate love. Some will embrace the blessing, while others will squander it. You were sent as an opportunity for healing, growth, and elevation. If they failed to recognize it, that's their lesson to learn. For those who dismissed you, you became the blessing they missed. Whether in relationships, workplaces, or friendships, your presence carried value. You brought creativity, compassion, and wisdom, yet they couldn't or wouldn't see it. They now face the reality of what they've lost, and it's not for you to keep pleading for them. God has already moved on, and so should you. Turn your prayers into praise. Thank God for clarity, for removing you from what no longer serves you, and for preparing you for greater. You've done your part. The rest is not yours to carry. Those who missed the chance to grow with you will feel the void your absence leaves. Continue walking in your purpose and allow God to continue working through you. You're no longer pleading. You're rejoicing in the freedom and favor coming your way. Let your peace and progress speak louder than words. Free yourself from the weight of unmet expectations. Free yourself from the cycle of hoping they'll change when their hearts are hardened. This isn't about you. It's about the spiritual battle they're facing. Some people are walking in darkness, not because they're inherently bad, but because they've allowed themselves to be consumed by it. Their resistance to your light is not personal. It's the spirit they carry clashing with the light within you. Understand this. You were sent as a blessing, and whether they acknowledge it or not, you are an opportunity for change and growth. If they choose to stay in darkness, it's on them. But you? You continue to shine. Their inability to love you doesn't diminish your worth. Everyone is influenced by something, whether it's light or darkness. If you're not walking in light, you're under the sway of darkness. Some think they're in control or can't be controlled by others, but they fail to see how darkness manipulates them, governing their thoughts, decisions, relationships, and behaviors. They are moving through life bound by something they don't even realize. You were a blessing in their life, but they couldn't receive it. They're emotionally unavailable, incapable of meeting your needs. You've tried, you've poured out, you've waited. But now it's time to prioritize yourself. Let them face their own lessons and allow God to work on their hearts. If they're meant to return, they will come back changed. The truth is coming to light. No matter how much they pretend to be unaffected, they feel your absence just as much as they felt your presence. They see you, they notice you, even if they act unbothered. Their attempts to deceive you or themselves don't change the reality. They're unsettled. This isn't about them as people. It's about the spiritual battles they're facing. Darkness resists light, and your light exposes their truth. Your radiance unsettles the darkness within them. It's not your fault. Your spirit shines brightly, and it's a threat to what they carry. They may try to pull you down, make you question your worth, or act indifferent, but their spirits are resisting the awakening you represent. The brighter you shine, the more they feel it. Right now, someone is learning a hard lesson about you. They're seeing the truth of who you are and what you brought into their life. The truth always comes out, and in this season, it's undeniable. You are the light they underestimated, and it's being revealed. The truth about you is surfacing, and it's undeniable. They once dismissed you, questioning your connection to God and rejecting everything you stood for. But now the evidence is clear, and they're starting to realize who you truly are. Their denials and doubts are falling apart, and they can no longer ignore what's been right in front of them. Some of these people act indifferent, but it's a facade. Their hearts are hardened, and they've allowed darkness to cloud their judgment. Every day they mask their feelings, pretending not to care, pretending you don't matter. But deep down, they feel it. They feel your absence, your light, and the impact you've made. They won't admit it, but God ensures they can't ignore it. They're stuck in a cycle, feeding off your energy. They come back, not because they want to grow or change, but to drain you. They plug into your light, take what they need, and leave, only to return when they're empty again. It's time to break the pattern. Stop engaging in their games, stop arguing, and stop giving away your power. Your energy is precious, and they're not entitled to it. You've been a blessing, but they failed to see it. Now they must learn the hard way. Set boundaries, stand firm, and let them feel the consequences of their choices. Whether it's friends, family, co-workers, or even your children, understand that some lessons require distance. Your children were God's before they were yours. Release them to Him, trusting He'll do what's needed. It's not your burden to carry anymore. You're a missed opportunity for them, and as long as you continue stepping in, they'll never grow, never learn. It's time to let go so they can face what they've avoided. They must learn their lessons in their own way. You can't keep exhausting yourself on your knees all night, pleading for change. Shift your prayers to praise. Thank God for the outcome and trust Him to work it out in His time. He knows exactly how to handle them, and their hardened hearts will only be softened by the lessons they're meant to face. You can't force transformation on someone unwilling to embrace it. You can't always be pulling them into growth when they're resisting every step. It's time to release them, release the environment, the patterns, and anything holding you back. They may act like they don't care, but deep down they do. They're masking their pain, pretending to be okay while suffering in silence. Your days of doubling back are over. No more revisiting what God has clearly told you to leave behind. The endless cycle of returning to situations, relationships, and connections that drain you must end. Every time you return, you're reopening old wounds and stepping out of the healing process. They are going to plugging into your energy, leaving you feeling depleted and burdened, while they walk away lighter. Decide today to stop giving them access to your peace. Protect your spirit. How do you feel after engaging with them? Drained? Confused? That's your answer. Stop going back to spaces that don't nourish you. You've come too far to lose yourself again. Freedom is your birthright. Let go of the revolving doors, the endless cycles, and the energy-draining exchanges. Claim the freedom that comes from walking in alignment with what's meant for you. Healing is a journey, but liberation is the goal. You've been carrying too much for too long. Release it. Your freedom is waiting, and it's yours to take. Healing is not just about mending wounds. It's about stepping into your freedom. Freedom is when you decide to leave a toxic job and trust yourself to find something better. It's when you stop running after people and let God take over. Freedom is in releasing what weighs you down and trusting that what's meant for you will come. Letting go doesn't mean giving up. It means making space for your own peace. Those who can't see your value are caught in their own darkness and have lost the chance to grow with you. Their journey isn't yours to carry, so release their opinions and expectations. Some chase superficial approval, but that's not your burden. Trust that God has plans for both of you. Your freedom and healing are worth more than clinging to what doesn't serve you. As you let go emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, clarity will emerge, and a brighter future awaits you.